So energetically already, I'm deciding that because there's something wrong with me, I'm not worthy of getting money. Also, I've been programmed that you don't even keep money. Wow. So I've got all this going on, even though I'm like, why is it not happening? I'm doing all the right things.
It's time to stop spinning your wheels, wasting time, money, and energy building your brand alone on social media. Hi, I'm Sophia Spolino, the host of Social Equity, the podcast, here to help you build your own profitable personal brand, the social equity you can rely on to make the money that you deserve. Are you ready, Miss Future Millionaire? Let's get into it. It's not manifested yet, because your default is set to noticing it's not manifested yet. Let me say that one more time. It's not manifested yet for you because your default is set to noticing it's not manifested yet. This is one of my favorite hard, cold value bombs from success coach Raina Campbell. I'm so excited to have her on the show. This episode is for you if you're feeling excited about your next level. Like you can taste it, you know it's there for you, but you're not there yet. You're doing everything you can, but you're not there yet. You can't pinpoint on why you're not picking up that momentum in your business the way you're imagining it's going to happen, the way you're believing it's going to happen. You're doing everything right to grow your business. This is going to help you get rid of those energetic kinks. Raina Campbell Business is a success coach, and she helps people create more money and success by guiding them to stop choosing the limiting beliefs we don't even realize we have inside of us. She's going to help us uproot them and start by choosing limitless possibilities. Yes, yes, yes. Let's welcome her on. Raina, you can go ahead and request to join. I'm so excited to talk with you. I need the pick me up of your energy today. And I love your accent too. I'm so excited just to hear you talk. Hi.
Sophia!
I keep calling you Raina Russell, Raina Campbell. Like, is one of your stage names?
So Raina Campbell is my stage name and Russell's my married name.
I love it. Yeah. I love that you're in the creative world too. It's so great.
Yeah. Oh, good morning. Good evening. Where are you?
I'm in Louisiana. And you're in LA, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh my gosh, I miss it. I miss the sunshine all the time. But I think I'm more cut out for like the small town girl life. I know that.
Yes, I totally understand. And when you said Louisiana, I started thinking about food for some reason.
Oh, it's so good. The food here is incredible. It's absolutely incredible. Well, I'm so excited to have you on because it looks like you've been able to help people around the world pinpoint where they've got a kink in their energy and they're doing everything quote unquote right. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you know exactly where to read and figure out where those energetic wobbles are. And so for everyone listening who's starting a business or maybe they're wanting to get to the next level in their business, can you help us by just start sharing what you do and why you started doing what you do and then get into what energetic wobbles is? Because I think if you don't know what it is, you don't know what you're looking for.
Right. So I'm originally from Manchester in England. And I went to drama school in New York. And I grew up in a family where my mother was the breadwinner. And I observed her as a child make money. And then immediately that money went on to bills. And there was never enough. So there was always a looking forward to payday. But payday meant stress.
Yeah.
It meant the money doesn't stay with you long. So that's what I knew about money. So after drama school, I found that I wasn't able to get work or make money, even though I was talented and doing all the things that they say you should do, like strategy. You couldn't test me on strategy, but for some reason, the money wasn't forthcoming. So what I noticed is that every time I went for an opportunity, the version of me that grew up where, like, I didn't have a boyfriend until I was like 18. I was like geeky, shy. I wasn't like everyone else.
Yeah.
So as a child, you go, well, it must be because there's something wrong with me. That's the conclusion I come up to. So because I wasn't getting work, I went back into that. There must be something wrong with me. That's the only reason I can't figure out why I'm not getting money. So energetically already, I'm deciding that because there's something wrong with me, I'm not worthy of getting money. Also, I've been programmed that you don't even keep money. So I've got all this going on, even though I'm like, why is it not happening? I'm doing all the right things. So this went on for 6 years because I had a belief, if I just keep trying and I just keep doing these things, eventually something will happen. So I got stuck in, this is what everyone does. So I must just do it too. And it's just not my time. Oh, maybe I'm just unlucky. And it got to the point where I was like, God, are you like making a joke out of me? Like, why would you give me this desire and this talent, but it's not like everyone's coming into the industry and surpassing me, and I'm still here, I'm trying my best. And that's when I found this lady, and she did like consciousness work. So it's making you aware of what is stopping you from receiving what you desire. And some of it I knew, and some of it I was aware of, and others I wasn't. And a lot of it was about expectations. So my expectations were low because I hadn't, like, this world of entertainment where it can change, a job can change your life overnight.
Yes.
Even
like
though
social media.
Wanted that, yeah, I wanted it. But realistically, did I believe it was going to happen for me? It was like, I want that. I want to do red carpets and interviews and be in movies, logically. Yeah. But part of me was like, they're never going to choose me. I'm just not that special enough. And how that would manifest is, I would go to auditions, and as soon as I was in there, I'd be like, I bet she's going to get it. She's prettier than me. She's more talented. I've seen her on telly before. But I didn't understand that I was picking up their thoughts when I walked into the room because we're all energetic. And sometimes because I'd go to the auditions, I'd be like, I feel confident. But then you get onto the field, and it even happens in online space. You're like, I've got this amazing piece of content I'm going to post. And then you're going through the newsfeed and going, oh my God, but she's just posted something amazing. And then you just get caught up in competition. And so you dilute that power and potency that you were. So I worked with this woman. After 8 months, my life was completely different.
Wow.
I was like the lead in a movie. I was on red carpets. I was on planes all the time. Like, I didn't stop. My life flipped. And I just dedicated to this work, which wasn't just about learning it, but like, how do I apply it? What would the version of me who already is a star think? Would she let this fear stop me? That fear's not going anywhere. So what do I do with it? I keep moving forward. So my life changed. And then this lady stopped doing the work, and I was like, but it essentially wasn't her that changed. It was me that decided I get to change. So how I started coaching was, I thought, I need to be kept accountable so I don't slip off again. So I got a group of artists at first, and I said, we're going to go through this process. And then they started doing well. And then I was doing this coaching on the side of my acting and directing. And last year I decided, let me take a hiatus from all this entertainment stuff and go full time into coaching, but coach people who want success, which is more money essentially.
Yeah.
They're like, I want to do what I love, but I want to make more money doing it as well. So
yes. Oh, I love it. What a beautiful story. So you really, you walk the walk, but you did it and you saw the transformation in your life. And when you say you started getting all the acting jobs and everything, how many years did you focus on acting and on entertainment industry? And is that what brought you to Los Angeles?
Yeah, so it was, like I said, at first I struggled. I wasn't booking anything. And then I went through a period of 6 years where it was literally like a drought. So I had to move from London back to Manchester, live with my parents. And just, I just said, okay, everyone's writing to casting directors, trying to get the attention of producers. What if I do it a different way? What if I embody what it means to be a star? Because when I'm going into these spaces, I'm going, they're not going to choose me. I need to get rid of that mindset. Yes. I need to get rid of that energy because it's not helping me. So I worked on that for 8 months. And then this is what can happen. You can literally, the people that you're like, she's ahead of me and she's doing that, you catapult over them.
Yes.
Suddenly, like, I was like, I'm a star now. I'm on the red carpet. All this stuff is happening to me that I've always, essentially, it's been there. But other people's programming, ideas, what I see other people doing and struggling with, I let that influence me. So I started working, and then work begets work, money begets money.
It just keeps going. And I can speak to that, like, celebrity energy. Okay, so something so simple. The past week, I've been sharing a journey, taking people on my dating journey as I go explore and meet this woman in Mexico, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I'm going through the airport, and on the way there, I'm so excited. I'm filming everything. I'm in celebrity energy, and I'm not trying to be cocky, but like, I could not even have my phone out filming. People will be like, where did you get your bag? What do? You look familiar. Like, what TV show are you on? That's how they approach me. But on the way back, because I was so internal, my energy, I was celebrity energy turned off. I was, don't talk to me. I need to focus on me. I need to journal. Nobody talks to you. It's just, you can turn it on or you could turn it off, and you can do it without any words at all. It's just the energy. It's the reciprocity, allowing people to come into your field. So I love it. That's what you do. Now, what do you find most clients? Because for me, I know how to turn it on. I know how to turn it off. What do you think holds people back? Like, because I don't know how to describe celebrity energy just yet. That is something that I'm working on being able to teach. I don't know how to teach it yet. I know how, okay, this is it factor. You tell your story, you get passionate, you reach this place through authenticity. But as far as like coming from the acting perspective, can you tell people what they need to remove maybe in order to uncover that celebrity energy inside?
So I think one of the biggest things is not giving a doop about what other people think about you. Because when your success and who you be and your confidence relies on validation and how many likes and how many people responded and how many sales did I make and how many clients are going for me, and that makes you go, oh, then it must not be good, or why is no one choosing me? Then that throws you off. But it's like, if you're gonna be a celebrity, you're a celebrity even when it's quiet. Like, you don't, it's not just like, I'm a celebrity in the online world when people are buying, because then it's like, so only on good days.
Yeah.
It's like, you manifest things faster, it comes to you quicker when there's no sign and it's dry like the Sahara Desert. You're still like, I'm a celebrity.
Yeah. Yes. It's
just nothing. My circumstances, the external doesn't change me. That requires like practice over and over again, because it does, it can affect people. They do make it mean something. Yeah. They didn't. They're not buying. It's not picking up. And I'm assuming that people have mastered strategy. Like, they've mastered the things that they need to master. Whatever strategy works for them, however they want to express themselves. But without going, now that I've dropped an offer or I'm launching and nothing's happening, I decided that I'm not good enough. or I should copy what this person's doing because they're doing a similar thing. And that seems to be kicking up. But everyone goes at all levels. Everyone can drop offers and nothing happens. But it's like the ones who succeed are the ones who don't make it mean anything.
So, yes, yeah. You keep going. I have an incredible client. I believe she's listening now, Coach Reed. She started with me less than 2 months ago, and she created her first freebie. She's got the strategy. She launched her first offer, and she's like, I'm going to keep going even though I only got like 2 bites on this. This week alone, she's blown up, I think it was 37,000 followers on Instagram in 1 week. So it's the women who are going to say, even when, like you said, the Sahara Desert, you see nothing's changing. You're trusting in God and you're trusting in the strategy, and you're not going to just go, oh, I tried that for a few days and now I'm going to switch to something else. It is staying the course. Yeah, there she is. Everyday strong. Coach Reed is there. I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see like how you're going to sell now at your Instagram is multiplied by, I don't know, oh God, like 20, 30 times. It's huge. Anyway, so what is the root problem that you're finding for the entry-level client that comes into you, Raina, when they're like, hey, I don't know what's wrong, but it's not about a strategy and you can pick up it's about energy. What is it?
It's already predetermining what's possible for them. Mm-hmm. So you get what you expect. You get what you believe in. So if someone comes to me and they're like, this is my goal, but they're saying this is my goal, but the energy is saying, but how? I'm so obsessed with this. How's this going to happen? And I'm like, you're obsessed with how it's going to happen because in your reality, with your minuscule knowledge that you know in your little lifetime compared to the infiniteness of God's universe, you don't know everything, but you've decided because of what other people are doing, what's possible for them, your environment, and all these things that affect you, that either it has to happen in a certain way, or it probably will take me this amount of time, or I don't know anyone who's done this before, or based on my past, I've not been able to achieve it before. So they want what they want, but they have these expectations that actually affect what they can receive. And so receiving is the other issue, because we all want more money, we all want more wealth, we all want more success.
Yeah.
But can you actually receive it? So when I first got into acting, press photos of me, I'm always hiding behind someone. Now, this is me going, I want to be famous, I want to be on the red carpet. But I couldn't receive it because it was like, whoa, my nervous system was like, okay, remember, we are the little girl that no one picked and no one was into. So this feels really odd. And you're getting money. And again, my nervous system is going, you can't have this money. Remember, it goes to bills. So spend it, lose it, get rid of it. But this doesn't work. And you're getting all these jobs and they're picking you as the lead. So you got to do something to compensate for where this feels out of your own reality. So I would get sick all the time. I would spend money. There's all that, like I was not aligned to what I wanted. So often it can be receiving and it can be your expectations, even though you want those
things. How do they stop? Like if you know this is happening, I guess the first step is just recognizing it, because I know for me I would get sick. That was one of the things that would like stop me. That's the recognizing. So once we recognize it, what are the shifts to get rid of? Would that be the energetic wobbles?
Yeah, so that is the wobbles, because it's like almost like you're self-sabotaging, because you always want to feel comfortable and safe. Yeah. So feeling safe for me meant you don't have money. Like, that's not how you're programmed. You don't hold money. You're to get rid of it. This shouldn't be there. So money never felt safe, even though I was like, but I want money. I really want it. So there are so many things you can do. But I remember because it was, I literally would go into panic attacks whenever I had cash on me. And I would do things like, I'm literally going to walk around with this cash until I stop panicking. Or I'm going to leave this money in my account. And my mind and body would, you could see it was like nervous, but I was like, we will breathe through this.
Yes, yes.
Because it is safe for me to have money. And I would have to look at the negative consequences and the positive consequences. And I was like, right now, you feel not safe holding a lot of money. But can you imagine getting into a situation where you needed to fly out to the other side of the world quickly, or you needed medical assistance, or you needed to get somewhere and you don't have money? So I would say to myself, which is safer? Isn't it safer to have it? And it's almost like my mind would be like, yeah, oh, yeah. And yes, it's like you've almost got to caress and coerce it into be like, do you see if we have a different point of view and we look at this differently?
Yes.
And then it calms down, and then it would be like, can we stay with this thought and remind ourselves of this thought every time we get more money, so that we're not going into a habit that we yes. have just, we don't even think about, or we're not aware of.
It's so good. And as I make more and more and I save or I invest it, I get really used to seeing certain numbers and investment accounts, certain numbers in different bank accounts, and going, well, it's never going to be lower than that. And then imagining the next level number that's going to be in there and getting really comfortable with what that looks like visualizing it. This trip that I went on was one of the first times where I didn't think about how much I was spending. It was just like, oh, do I want to do this? Do I want to do that? And does that make sense? Will that make me happy? And okay, cool, we'll do it. And it was just the best feeling ever. But I had to keep checking with myself, being like, okay, this would normally feel really weird to you. Like, and if I felt an energetic wobble come up, I would just be like, whatever. But I noticed one thing for me, the energetic wobble for me has come from, oh, if you don't work for this many days in a row, what's going to happen? Right? That's, I think there's other people here or who are listening to this who are scaling. Maybe they've made it so far and they're like, ooh, extended rest feels dangerous.
Exactly. And again, it's programming from school. Like, you have to go to school from 9 till 3, and then you get a job and it's 9 till 5. And so the way that you make money is based on this programming that the system that the world created. And so when you go into, I will create money the way that I desire, and you take a few days off, your programming goes, you're gonna run out of the money, or like everyone's gonna go off finding other people. And it's like building that trust, like, no, the money's always there. I don't expect to get less than 50K every month because I'm used to that now. So yes. I've upgraded my entire energetic system.
Yes.
That I'm not on that vibration where it's just there. I got sick. I got very sick last September, October, and I couldn't work on my business at all. And, but it was so funny because DoorDash was my savior. I was just spending so much money, and my mindset around it was just like, there is always money. There's always money. I'm surrounded by money. Like, I'm not even. And when I think about it, I always say, think of an area in your life that you don't even think about it. Like, I go, I've coffee. We're coffee addicts in this house. We have like 50 coffee machines. If I want coffee, I'll just make coffee. It doesn't even think, I don't think about it. It's like, there's coffee everywhere.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I'm adopting that same mindset and same feeling around money. So if I notice any tension about, I'm like, can you relax?
Yes, yes.
Stop telling yourself that's a lie. Why would you tell yourself that lie? Where's that lie come from, that there's no money? Why have you gone into there's no money, or there's no more money, or that if you take a few days off, the money's going to stop? Do you want that to be true? Because if you want it to be true, you can go into that. If you don't want it to be true, can we relax into the truth that you now want your reality to be?
I love it. And one of the things that you said that I started the episode with, that you might not heard right when I came in, but one of your quotes is, it's not manifested because your default is set to noticing it hasn't manifested yet. And I love that. So how do people get out of the default? What is the quickest way to get out?
So it's to stop projecting and expecting this certain time. So often people will be like, okay, it's going to be 20K month. And so I've already gone, that within the next 4 weeks, I'm going to make this. This is my new goal. And I perceive that because I'm launching or dropping an offer, or, you know, I posted something and it got quite a good response, I perceive that in a few days, people will start buying. So a few days pass, we're getting closer to the deadline, and it's not going the way you expected and you projected. So my mind just went blank, Sophia.
No, that's okay.
What am I talking about?
It's okay, mine does it all the time too. I think it's a post-Rona thing. It's all good. But pretty much how to immediately, when those thoughts come up, how to quickly reset and jump out of that expectation. It was about your quote. Let me where your default. How do you change your default? Because when it's a default, we're not noticing we're doing it, right? That's the problem.
It's like, how are you at ease, or are you having these thoughts of, I'm probably not going to make the money because it's getting closer to the time, and just thinking, am I relaxed around this? Do I trust this? If the deadline comes up, do I still trust it? If I go past the deadline, do I still trust it? At the end of the day, the only thing that is like you should be fully in the knowledge of is, this is happening. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a 20K month.
Yes.
The time, I'm getting rid of time, because that's a construct. It's also a distraction if I put the timeline in there. So it's a 20K month. I'm 20K. I speak 20K. People respond to me 20K. I don't care if people have asked for the payment link. I don't care if nothing's happening. I'm not moving from my vibration of 20K. In fact, I've already made it that let me tidy the house. Let me do the laundry. Let me live my life. This is great. I've already decided I have it for me. So now I've dropped the resistance. The resistance comes when we're just like, but is it coming? So it's just noticing, how do I feel and what thoughts keep coming into my mind that distract me and make me think that it might not happen?
So
am I relaxed about this?
And I always give people the caveat, make sure that before you do this and you're just like, it's coming, you actually have a strategy, like you've actually taken action towards it, and you've got like a good offer, and it's coming because you believe it's coming, because you're giving people value in the world. Yes.
And it's not even, it's not sort of like I'm forcing myself to believe it's gonna happen. It's like there's such calmness with it. It's like nothing can dissuade me. Even if it's, if the end of the month is the 30th and it's the 29th, I'm not breaking a sweat.
That's so good. I love the way you just said it. I'm not breaking a sweat. Your little English accent. I love it. My gosh, it's so funny. The other night I was at beautiful dinner in Tulum, and the artists who were singing were from Manchester. So what? I think it's so funny. That was like two nights ago. And I had never, I was like, Manchester, New York, and they were like, Manchester, England. And I'm like, oh, that's so cool.
That's amazing.
I love it. So it's just the synchronicities. So essentially, it's embodying wealth whenever you don't see it, or maybe you're in it and you're in a certain level and it's just holding that pose. It's holding that pose, that knowing. I love it. I always tell clients, remember something, hijack a feeling, hijack an emotion from a past situation where you won or you felt relief that something happened good for you, and you hijack that feeling and you replay it. And then you remember that feeling and you apply it to the thing that you are believing and thanking God in advance for. So That's how I'm able to level up every time. It's just grateful, grateful, grateful. And I kept hearing this week, God saying in my business, for me romantically, this is where I've really struggled. But I think it's because I haven't decided. Obviously, it's because I haven't decided, because I've made that a part of my story somehow. And I think having a perfect relationship would maybe feel really uncomfortable and different and weird. Yet somehow having a business that's thriving feels good and normal and stable. And I'm there and I don't know why. But anyway, with the business, I hear God saying, "Do you trust me?" And I'm like, "Yes." And then God's like, "Well, then move like it, then breathe like it." And like what you're saying, I wouldn't break a sweat. That's breathing like it. It's just this knowingness and following through and trusting. So freaking love it.
And what happens is, like, it all comes down to your personal power, how powerful you are. And the more powerful you become, the bigger, the more capacity you have to hold more clients, to hold more money, to hold more of what you want. And you'll see the more that your business grows and scales and expands, the more potent and powerful you've become. That so you tolerate less, your boundaries are different, your no is no, your yes is yes. Mm. And all you're doing is becoming more of who you are, more of who you were created to be.
Yeah.
And you'll just, and so that's why the more you make, the more you're comfortable receiving. It's like, this feels more like it. This feels like home. Now I'm going through the airport with my dark glasses. Everyone's asking me a celebrity. Of course I'm a celebrity. You don't need to know what TV show I'm on. It feels more like you because you're releasing parts of you that previously had you in limitation, previously had you accepting mediocre, previously were projections of the people put onto you. And the more you shed that off, the more you receive, the more you're like, I feel like me. With love as well, I had that before I got married. I was, so because I know I'm so bonkers crazy, I want to live my, I'm like a wild horse. So it was just like, I can't imagine who would come into my life that would allow me that freedom and allow me to just do my madness. And I'm traveling and I'm an actress and I'm a director and I'm moody and I'm crazy. And I was like, who can contain that? With business, I can control that. With that, I don't know how that's going to be. Plus, sometimes I like my own company. So
I do too.
So what I remember, and I got to, I was dating, but not very seriously because I was just like, you know, I went on a date. This person was boring. I really want to talk about these spiritual deep things, yeah. You know. I want to talk about that time I saw angels in Argentina and the time that I spoke in tongues, but it was really, I was getting fluent in Spanish, even though I can't speak, like all these things. And then one day I remember waking up going, God, I'm ready.
Ooh.
And it was just so calm. And I'd always have this list. So this list was like this list of like, qualities I wanted to find in a husband. Every bad day I'd be like, and let me just add, is great with money, generous, and buys me.
So, buys me like nice person.
Yeah. And then I remember like this calm feeling up. And I also kept thinking, I'm gonna have to settle. Like that was this fear, like, what if I have to just settle? What if I have to settle? And a fear of what if I don't find the right person and it's just impossible and I'm getting older. And then one day it was just so calm and I was just like, God, I'm ready. And then I started temping at this office in the city in London. And then my now husband, I remember he came through the doors and God, because I'd just come out of this really crazy relationship. And I remember God said, I was in the bathroom crying because I'd had a fight with this boy. And God was like, that's not your husband. And I was just like, because I hear. And I was like, God, if that literally was you.
Wait. I need to like understand this crystal clear because it's going to help my mindset right now. You're crying over someone that hurt you? Like.
It was like. I was at a stage where I was like, I want to settle down.
Yeah.
So I've met someone that I could settle with. I could choose this person. And yes, there are problems, but I could settle because time's getting on and people are hooked up and
were you like crazy in love or was it more like I
no.
settle? Okay.
It was like I want to settle. That's my desire. I really want a companion.
Mm.
And
for me, it's the opposite. I'm crazy in love with like something unhealthy and had to let it go. And
yeah.
So I don't want to settle for something boring because it's healthy.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find the whole package.
Yeah, this was kind of like I could do this. But then it became apparent like it's not going to work. And then God said it's not the right selection. And I went, okay, just to make sure that it's you speaking to me, give me 3 blatant signs.
Okay.
And I got them like
bring it, God.
Like, I was like, okay. So I was like, I'm ready. But I couldn't define. Like, I had a type. I loved Italian looking men.
That I love it.
But I couldn't. By this time, I was like, I don't want to define. I know the embodiment of what this person should be. So my list was things like the way we deal with conflict, the way we deal with finances, what would happen when I become ambitious, like how they would deal with success, the way, like every detail like that. And that felt better. And then when I met my husband, immediately when God said, that's your husband. This guy hadn't even come to meet me. I was just coming through the elevator. And it's like I saw this flash of our life. And then he ignored me. And I was like, wow. I was like, wow. He's not even like, am I hearing right? Which is that thing, you know, what? Because I have this expectation, if God says that's my husband, he's just going to come, everything's going to be perfect. And it wasn't perfect, but it was the right choice for me. And it happened very quickly, but I had made this, I got to a point where I was like, if it doesn't happen, I'm okay. And if it happens, I'm okay. And I don't need to cling on to it or hold on to what if it doesn't happen, I'm not going to be okay. It's the same thing that we're talking about, like, can you be okay with or without the thing?
So in my
reality, because I lived alone at the time, I was living in London at the time, this is how I would do it. Like, I'd be like, oh, I've run out of tea bags, I need to go to the supermarket. I'd put on my clothes and I'd pretend I'm going on a date, and that, like, you know, leave a little space in one drawer that's for his socks and his box of shorts when he comes over. Yeah, and then I did a little bit of feng shui, which is so funny because my husband's part Japanese, and then when I first met him, I could hear like this bubbling one day in my apartment, and I was like, what is that? And he goes, oh, it's 9 fish. It's very lucky. It's to bring in wealth. Like I was like, you tell me about this. He goes, oh yeah, my father, when he was working in Hong Kong. But like, I did things like I was very conscious, like everything must be in pairs and I must create space for him physically and energetically. Yeah. But they weren't things that I was obsessed over. It was like, I do it because it's fun, and then I leave it, and then I go to the supermarket to buy tea bags, but really I'm going on a date wherever I'm going, and then I leave it because when I meet him, I want to be an energetic match for him. So I like going out, I like doing all these things, so I just did those things by myself.
Yeah.
So when he came, it wasn't like, you fulfill me and like I'm relying on you to fill my life. It was like, I'm already doing this, you love the same things, we're a match.
Okay, so what this tells me is I need to put out her mouthwash, floss, and an extra toothbrush since I'm so clean, and it be hers, just there.
Yeah.
I'm doing it right after this. That's going to be what I go do.
It might seem like, really? Is this going to fit? But it's like, this is me showing you that I expect without the projection.
Good.
And the obsession, it's like, she's already,
I love
I'm there, the 3D must catch up, because she could be traveling, she could be trying to get out of a relationship, she could be this, she could be that. Do you know what I mean? I don't know what she's doing, but I'm just showing you I'm ready.
So good. So good. Okay, so when it comes to money, what is the energetic putting the toothbrush out? What is some good examples that people can do to prepare, to make space, the way that we say, okay, we take ourselves on dates?
So, there's so many things, but to make space, it's like getting rid of, so internally, the thoughts, the feelings, the expectations that aren't congruent, aren't in alignment with what you want. So if you are like, I want to make $10,000 this month, but how? But I don't have enough clients, but I don't have enough audience, but I've never made that before. Okay, I've been trying to do that for the last 6 months and it's not happened. All of that is now taking up space in your mind, in your body, where you're not allowing yourself just to enjoy. Like, what are you even going to do with the $10,000? Yeah. Are you celebrating that you have $10,000? Are you used to making that kind of money? Or have you put this $10,000 on a pedestal? And so it's like, oh my gosh, when I get $10,000, I'll feel more successful. I'll feel like this is working. Because now what you've done is you've separated yourself from it. You've gone, when I get it, something happens to me where I elevate and I become, it's like, and the money's up there and you're down here. And it's like, well, we're not an energetic match. So it's like, can you bring it down to your level where it's nothing? Because when money doesn't mean anything to you, you can draw more of it in, because it's like, I have no resistance to it. There's no resistance to it. I drink my coffee, I brush my... No, we should drink the coffee, brush the teeth, make the 10K.
Yes.
It doesn't mean 10K is like, you'll find, you make 10K and it's like, it doesn't even feel like money.
Yeah, I just like nothing. Had to pay a lot, like a lot in taxes, and I don't know like what I can like legally disclose, but it was a lot. And it was the most I've ever paid in my whole life. And there was a moment where I just go, actually, I can make that back in 1 month. And I was just like, whoa, like that's crazy. Some people work really hard to make this amount of money in a year, and that's a good salary. And I just had to pay that in taxes, and I can make it back in a month. And having that moment of what used to feel so crazy, if I could only make that much in a year, becomes taxes that I pay in a day, just mind-blowing to me, mind-blowing. But having that, it's really not a lot. It's really not a lot. Like going from, it is a lot. I'm so grateful that I get to pay a lot because I made a lot. Okay, now it's really not a lot. Like just neutralizing the feeling, neutralizing it. Love it.
Exactly. You neutralize it and then it's like, doesn't mean anything. So another business we have is real estate. And again, I wanted to own a property. First of all, it was like, I want to own a property, but I made this property mean so many things. When I get the property, I'll feel safe. When I get the property, I won't have to worry. When I get the property, this poor projecting so many things on property, and going back to relationships. If someone's doing that to you, oh my God, if I get with Sophia, she's going to fulfill all my dreams and she's going to be, it's like, whoa,
there'd be a lot of pressure.
Like that is too much now. Like, whew, give me space. Can you fulfill yourself and then we'll have a better relationship? It's just the same with anything that we want. So when I decided that, of course I'm a property owner and I know I've done all the knowledge and the research, which is often the strategy. So I know what I'm getting into. I know what I need to do. I know what it takes to own a home. Within weeks, we had the money together. And now like we have this property portfolio. The way that I think about property is like, oh, you can just buy a house. You can buy land. It's like, there's no, I don't have any, like, it's so neutral for me.
Yeah.
My brother came to visit me last year and me and my husband were talking about, okay, where next? And my brother was like, you guys are talking about buying property like you buying Skittles or M&M's. He's like, it's so crazy to hear you. And I remember thinking, oh, because we made it easy. So anything, whether it's money, more clients, whatever it is, it's like can you just make it easy? You can go to Slogville, or you can stay in Easyville.
Oh, it's so good. I'm writing it down. It's like Skittles. Yeah. It's like Skittles.
But the thing is, to go from, oh my God, I'm trying to get this, to it's like Skittles. That's the work. That's where you have to reprogram. Yeah. And change your points of view and change your beliefs and just regulate until you get to the point where it's like Skittles. Yeah.
It's so good. And the energy behind you, backing you as you say that, is so authentic. Mm-hmm. I can just feel it. You're just like, it's like a red Skittle. It's like the sour Skittles. I don't know. I might buy a bag of the fruity Skittles. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So good.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Well, this has been an incredible conversation. For anyone who's like, I want to work with Raina, I want to be in her energy, what are you offering to the world?
Oh my God. Just come on my Instagram page and go in my bio or DM me and pick your, I've got a buffet of things.
I love it.
Buffet of things.
Do you do VIP? Do you do more group coaching? What's the vibe?
So yeah, I do group coaching. I have a membership. I do single sessions at the moment, private coaching. I don't have any packages until summertime. But yeah, do it all.
Do it all. I love it.
Do whatever is fun.
Yeah, I can already feel being in your energy for this past 45 minutes. It's like, what would it be like to work with you one-on-one? I'm sure everybody's
45 minutes. It doesn't seem that long, hey?
No, it doesn't at all. It's incredible. And for those of you looking for the strategy and the energy combination, that's what I teach, PPB, the Profitable Personal Brand Coaching Program. You can come in at 6 months. In 6 months, you'll have everything you need to build your own profitable personal brand. Women who come in within 2 weeks, if they've got something going already, they're already making more money. Or you could start from scratch. But women within 2 weeks, 3 months, some have hit $30,000 months. So I'm really, really proud of what we're able to achieve inside that community. If you want more information, you can just DM me, Sophia Spleno, PPB. We're so excited to talk with you. Raina, you've been such a gift. You're a treasure. And I'm going to take this sticky note that says Skittles and plop it up there, and then I'm going to go get a toothbrush for my future wife, because I always keep extra. I always joke my bathroom is like, and this is funny too, I always say my bathroom is like a drugstore. Like, I never want to run out of deodorant. I always want to feel abundant. I never want to run out of tampons. Like, I never need like, oh, I need to go to the store for this. It's like, I always have extra, always have more. It's like just there, it's easy. And I dated someone in the past who didn't have that mindset. And so every time I needed toilet paper or a deodorant, he'd buy like 4 packs of toilet paper. And I'd be like, what is this? Like, 4 rolls, that'll last me like 2 days as a woman. It's just so funny. And so now I have an abundance of toothbrushes to go pick from for this future wife.
Overflow, yeah.
Overflow.
Surround yourself with overflow and abundance, and it just is. And that's just how I roll.
That's just how I roll. What Skittles do we want today? If you enjoyed this episode, give it 5-star rating on Spotify, leave a kind review on Apple, and we hope to see you on our Instagrams. Mine's at Sophia Spolino, like the spa, Sophia Spa. And what about you, Raina? How do they find you?
Mine is Raina Campbell _ business.
Love it. And Raina, R-A-Y-N-A.
R-A-Y-N-A means queen.
Oh, I love it.
R-A-Y-N-A-C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L _ business.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love the meanings of names. Like, we're speaking so much life over and over. Mine means wisdom. So
yes.
I love it, Raina. That's beautiful. Okay, well, connect with us. And Raina, you have an amazing day. Thank you for bringing your energy to social equity.
My pleasure. Have an amazing day.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
Congratulations for listening to another episode of the Social Equity Podcast. Every moment you invest in building your brand is contributing to your social equity. If you're an exhausted coach or service provider, or you're just getting started building your brand from scratch, I can't wait to give you the first steps to go from 0 to 5K months and advance to 10 to 20K months. But why should you take my word for it? Well, I've spent over 9 years in the industry, amassing over 350,000 followers across platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as hosting a top charting podcast, building a successful service provider business, and coaching powerful women to build purposeful, profitable personal brands. So yeah, you should lean in and listen to the social media secrets, sales tips, marketing strategies, and mindset hacks I share. I want to help you build your dream business that makes real money, leveraging the power of a personal brand on social media. Because you're ready to quit wasting time on content that isn't working and start bringing in the money you deserve as a purpose-led coach or service provider, sharing your gifts with the world. So for a limited time, I'm giving away your first steps to go from 0 to 5K months and advance to 10K to 20K months. Grab my newly revamped Profitable Personal Brand Blueprint, the proven framework to build yourself a personal brand that motivates, inspires, and sells so that your business can thrive the way it should. Just go to the link in the show notes. To ask me questions in real time, join me on Instagram Live for the live podcast show. The schedule is always posted on my profile. My handle is at Sophia Spolino. And if you're tired of posting without a reliable strategy and posting without maximal profit, just like many of my clients were before, then you want to join the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Many of you asked how you can get me to coach you on building a profitable personal brand like the one I have. That's why I designed this coaching program, so you could have me coach you, guide you, and mentor you. This is for female coaches, service providers, and entrepreneurs who want to be known for purposeful work and build an extremely profitable personal brand on social media without wasting time. Whether you're a novice at creating or you're feeling stuck hitting a plateau in business that once had consistent revenue and need guidance, support, and coaching to get to your next level, book a strategy call to speak with either me or my team to see if we'd be the right fit to work with each other inside of the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Mind you, I am very selective and this coaching program is not for everyone because I'm only taking on serious, purpose-driven, and committed soul sisters inside of my community. If that's you, book your free strategy call now. The link is in the show notes. And if you feel yourself come alive and get excited to take radical responsibility for building your social equity, your personal brand that no one can take from you, leave a 5-star rating with a kind review wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to share the show with a powerful woman you know. And remember, with a positive mindset and a profitable personal brand, all things are possible. So go get up and go get what you want.